Verse 8 now. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people. They're not his people now. Somebody says to me, do you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people? I think I shock them a little. I said, no, I don't think so. Well, they said, what do you mean? You say it on the radio. No, God's chosen people today is the church. Ye are a chosen generation. Your royal priesthood. Who's he talking about? The church today is that, where both Jew and Gentile have been brought together and made one in Christ. And that's the only real brotherhood that there can be in this world. And that's the church. Now, the church will be removed. And then God will take these people and return them to the land. And we've already seen in the visions that God will cleanse them. They need cleansing as we do. The church are a blood-bought, blood-washed people. Why? Because they're sinners. And as we said the other day, we're saved sinners right now. One of these days, I'm going to be a real saint. I'm a saint now by name, but my life doesn't look like a saint, I'll tell you that. It is something else. But one of these days, I'm going to be like him. And that's going to be a glorious day. Now, these people are going to be transformed also. And God says they shall be my people. When? In that day. When what? When they go back to Jerusalem. They're not in the city of Jerusalem. I've been through that old city of Jerusalem, and it's filled with Arabs. They're the ones that are living there today. Now, God says, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. And they're not back there in truth. They still deny the Lord Jesus Christ as their Messiah, and they do not accept him. In fact, there's no reference to God. I'm amazed, the leaders of that country today, how little, in fact, it's practically nil. They say less about God than anybody else. In fact, I heard an Arab leader say, if Allah wills it. Well, he didn't seem to be ashamed of his God. But Israel doesn't mention her God. They're not boasting of him at all. But God says, I'm going to be their God in truth and in righteousness. And righteousness means things are going to be made right. What a picture that we have here. Now let me continue to move on when we come here to verse 9 as we move on down. In fact, from verses 9 to 19, you have the remnant from Babylon are to hear the prophets Haggai and Zechariah in view of the perspective of the glorious future. Also, they are to keep the commandments. Just because they didn't come back doesn't mean that they're excused from the commandments. And they are to listen to Haggai and Zechariah. Now, will you notice verse 9? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words, by the mouth of the prophets. And the prophets were Haggai and Zechariah. And they were the ones encouraging the people to build the temple, who were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. And they're encouraging now those that didn't come up to help with the building of the temple. And they did help, by the way. Verse 10, for before these days, there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beasts. In other words, unemployment was a real factor in the economics of the country at that time. Neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction, for I set all men, every one, against his neighbor. Now, we're living in this country, and we've practically forgotten God. We've left him out. There are very few that make any reference to him that are in public life, except they may ridicule him, and they call him Jesus Christ Superstar, or something that is, to my judgment, blasphemous. And God is pretty well left out. And we are wondering why we are having all this trouble with the different groups. They call them minority groups. And not only the racial divisions, but the social divisions, economic divisions, geographical divisions, all of these things enter in today, And there's never been a time when there's been so much talk about let's get together, let's put the thing together, and let's stand together as a nation, and let's do this as one people, and all of that kind of talk that comes from leaders today, and let's do this, and let's do that, and we accommodate this minority group and that minority group, and we get farther and farther apart. You know why? Because we've left God out. God says, you're not having peace, and there's division among us, all kinds of division, almost warfare that's taking place, turmoil and violence. What's the matter? Oh, my, every politician who runs for office, he's got the solution to it. The only thing is he doesn't have the solution for it. And I want to say to you, I don't have the solution, but the Word of God says, there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And the answer seems to be that we need to get God back in the picture. We need to turn to Him today. What a picture we have here.